and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:50.
I don't hear mine.
3:35 p.m. on Tuesday, February 4th, 2014. We're in the Butchovich Room, 205. Let the record show that we have a quorum to do business. Present are Senator Giesel, Vice Chair, Senator Egan, Senator Bishop. We understand Senator Hoffman is running late. We'll announce his arrival when he gets here. And Chairman Machicki. Also like to note the presence of Senator Meyer in the audience. I'd like to recognize our committee staff, Christopher Dickrell from Senate Records, LIO staff Thatcher Brower, and of course Lynn, my committee staff. I'd like to remind everyone to please turn off your cell phone. Purpose of our meeting today is here Senate Bill 123, an act authorizing a municipality to adopt an ordinance prohibiting the use of cellular telephones while driving in school zones or on school property. This bill is sponsored by Senator Meyer. Senator Meyer, if you can please join us, introduce yourself, and present your bill when you're ready.
Chairman, if I may, I'd like to bring my trusty staff with me.
Certainly.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. For the record, I am Senator Kevin Meyer, representing Senate District L. Today I'll be presenting Senate Bill 123, which is an act authorizing a municipality to adopt an ordinance prohibiting the use of cell phones while driving in school zones or school property. This bill is just simply an enabling bill or authorizing legislation for the municipalities. Currently, the Uniform Traffic Laws, Title 28, requires traffic laws to be uniform throughout the state. It requires a municipality to demonstrate that there's a need to pass a local ordinance that may be needed statewide. And so that may not be needed statewide. So Senate Bill 123 would remove that burden. This was brought to my attention by a constituent, might have been Senator Giesel's, David White. He brought initially brought it to the city of Anchorage over 3 years ago, where he was involved with an accident in a school zone area. He was rear-ended by somebody who was talking on their cell phone. And the reason why he was rear-ended was because he had to stop abruptly at a school site, at a school where a child was running across the street. And I know almost every school throughout, at least in Anchorage that I've visited, that's one of their biggest concerns is when parents drop the kids off at the school. Kids are running all over the place, and the parents are sometimes distracted by cell phones or whatever. So the assembly was working with Mr. Wright, but found out that they needed the state to pass an enabling or authorizing piece of legislation in order to make this happen. So this was a priority of the city of Anchorage last year. Frankly, we just didn't get around to it last year, so we're trying to make amends this year by bringing it forward. Again, it's not a mandate. It'll be totally up to the municipalities to decide if they want to pursue this or not. They can tailor their ordinances to however they want to do it, if they want to just make it one school, all schools, or one part of the city. But again, it still has to go through the local public process of the assembly and the mayor. Our current texting laws that we have on the books do not include cell phones, as you know. So that's why this was needed. There is no cost, no physical note. With that, we're available for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Just 1 second, please. I want the record to reflect that Senator Hoffman has joined us at 3:41. Perhaps the senator doesn't want that on the record, but and I might point out that we do have a letter in our little packet here from Mr. White, very well written. I'll now open this meeting to questions from the committee. Questions?
Any questions?
Okay. Thank you for bringing this forward. I'm going to take public testimony, if there's any available. And I know Mr. White was going to testify and may not be able today. So for a personal reason, and my intent today after public testimony is to leave public testimony open and come back at the next meeting and most likely pass it out at that point. So that meeting is on Thursday. So at this point, with no questions from me, I'm going to open public testimony.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, too, I do appreciate you pulling that over. We are expecting a letter or email from the Assembly Chairman, I believe. Is
yes.
that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be helpful.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone present that would like to testify on Senate Bill 123? Seeing no one present, I'm going to leave public testimony open until Thursday's meeting. Senator Meyer, I personally will speak in support of the bill. I think it's a particular area, being one with little kids, drop them off every morning right here in Juneau. Folks need to concentrate on what's happening at that particular time of the day, and I would certainly support that if that were to occur in my municipality. So with that, I am going to adjourn the meeting. Thursday, February 6th at 3:30, right here in the Butterbridge Room. Meeting is adjourned at 3:45.